Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
So let's catch up with the saga. I kind of feel like it's turning into like a mini soap opera. In case you're new, Jess, my lovely co-host over here, told us last week that she was really apprehensive because her dad is coming into town, which shouldn't be a typical feeling you would get about your parents coming to visit you for the first time.
Yeah.
But Jess, why were you so paranoid about it?
I just thought that he would come here and try to convince me to come back home. He was having a really hard time with me, you know, chasing my dream of being on this radio station with you, just because he didn't think I could emotionally handle it on my own. And then,
like, being cross country, because Jess and her family all live in California. And
yeah,
we're way over here in Baltimore. So
yeah, because I went off to college and I was just kind of 8 hours away, had some family in town, but this is the first time I've ever been this far from my family,
right?
Like this on my own.
So Friday's show, I told you I was kind of paranoid because we were all planning on going to dinner. We have a friend that works for the Pendry Hotel
in Fells Point,
and she was nice enough because she kind of knew that, like, Jess really had to.
It was so kind of her.
Weekend, right?
The evening that the Pendry put together for us, especially at the restaurant Rec Pier Chop House, was so perfect and was such a magical experience to share with my family.
It was cool. It was super cool. So we were like thankful, but of course I got there a little bit late. So here I am, like, imagine walking in and Jess's family's like sitting there. Everybody's like kind of waiting on me, and I see your dad, and he actually was like a warm welcome. I felt good about it. 'Cause now, in my head, I'm like, I kind of feel, because I was the one that was like, kind of brought Jess with me in a sense.
Yeah,
right?
Like, let's do this.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of paranoid. And so we sit down and, you know, drinks are ordered. And then I'm like, oh, let's not drink too much because I just don't want this thing to get awkward. You just say something to me.
Yeah.
He only brought it up one time. Mm-hmm. And the only thing he said to me was, like, in gratitude. He was like, hey, I just wanted to say thank you for, like, you know, bringing Jess out here, or like considering Jess for this opportunity. And I was like, well, that was unexpected. I almost didn't know what to say. I was like, well, you're welcome. And I kind of wanted to, like, move on. I'm like, yeah, I love Jess. She's so talented and blah, blah, blah. But that's the only thing. And it felt genuine to me. Did it feel like after dinner, did he say anything like, oh, Kramer was mean? Weird.
No. My dad's not going to say anything unless he means it.
Okay.
So
that's good then.
Yeah. And I think too, it probably felt better once he actually saw you in person, you know,
right?
Instead of just having this idea of us, you know, doing this show together and not seeing you. And I think when he saw you, it kind of brought him comfort, like, someone is here that I know and trust, instead of it being a completely different situation.
That's good then. So how did the rest of the weekend go? Anything get weird or awkward?
Honestly, we've had so much fun.
Yeah.
You know, I took them to Miss Shirley's yesterday, and they were obsessed with it. And
these were all of your recommendations, by the way. So thank you for everyone that was texting, calling in last week, being like, go do this, go do that. Because I think it's been super beneficial to be able to go to all the cool spots in town.
Yeah, and every single day I've seen him get more and more comfortable and excited. And, you know, he couldn't stop talking about the trees. It's so green here. It's so beautiful here. And so that was really awesome. The only thing that I'm nervous about, though, is because yesterday he said, you know, just make sure you're free on Tuesday night because I want you and my boyfriend, Garage Boy, the three of us to sit down and have dinner without my mom and my sister. So it would just be us three. And so I don't know what that's going to be about or what he's going to have to say. So that, and I kind of feel like this whole weekend honestly has been the best and way better than I expected. And so what made me nervous is if he was just waiting.
Wait, so mom and sister are going to just go off and do their own thing? It's going to be the three of you guys sitting down?
Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that means. Yeah. And what he would have to say.
I just
say.
Get that pit in my stomach now. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
Do you think it's going to be about that? Do you think it's going to be something about something completely unrelated?
I don't know if it's just, if it could be, you know, after I've seen everything, I'm really happy for you, or maybe he's gonna be like, these are
know.
My concerns. I don't. And also, why can't my mom and my sister be there? Why does it just have to be me and my boyfriend and him?
My gut is telling me it's something unrelated. I would try not to think too much about that.
Yeah.
Because why would the whole family not be there to be able to talk about it?
Uh-huh.
I don't know that I would put too much into that. But of course, now I'm super nosy.
I know.
Now I'm like, can I go? Can I just go and watch
Stop
and just see what's going to be said?
Yeah.
Well, let's check in on, let's see, tomorrow's Tuesday. Let's check in Wednesday.
Yeah.
Like this time. And like, what are you going to do if he's like, I want y'all to come back? Are you going to like fight him? I mean,
I
don't imagine you packing your bags at this point. But
no, I can't give up on like myself. What does that even mean?
We'll come back on Wednesday morning, get an update on that.
Now, mornings on Mix 106.5. WWMX HD1 Baltimore. A radio.com station.
It's new morning fun with Kramer and Jess.
Mix 106.5.
Yeah, Monday.
Good Good morning.
Did that sound enthusiastic?
Yeah. No, you better wake up.
It's like shaking the cobwebs off the old brain this morning, man.
I know, huh?
What's up, 6 o'clock club? Good morning. We're glad you're here. You know, 6 o'clock club, the people that always show up.
Yeah, our squad.
Because you're here and it's dark outside. Anybody that listens when it's dark outside, we appreciate you the most. So what we say is we give you a shout out, especially on a Monday morning.
Mm-hmm.
That should feel good. So why don't you text us? Let us know who you are, maybe what you're doing on a Monday morning up so early.
Yeah.
410-583-1065. 410-583-1065. I actually heard Priestley on Friday give the phone number out, but he said it is 410, and I'm like, ooh, that's fancy.
Okay.
So 410.
Why are we so excited?
Because I feel like we're still so brand new.
We are figuring it out.
And for 40 years, they may have said 410, but
yeah,
I'm in here like 410.
Yeah.
Dial us up on your telephone.
Uh-huh.
Talking about being new, we talk about how, since, you know, we got here from California about a month ago, everybody in California is just kind of about themselves.
Yeah.
But everybody here in Baltimore,
way different.
So nice.
Yeah.
Almost too nice. Yesterday, I went to Bed Bath & Beyond over in Towson, and I just had to buy some new towels.
Yeah.
I go to check out, and the guy that's ringing me up is like, do you have any coupons? And I'm like, no, I don't have coupons. He's like, oh, okay, because you know you could have saved some money by having a coupon.
Yep, always check before you go inside.
He's like, I'll sign you up for the email. I'm like, okay, cool, thanks. He's like, but are you sure you don't have any coupons?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I don't have any coupons.
Yeah, he's but
like,
he was waiting for you.
I'm like, it's almost like he was like, yeah.
Come on.
He's like, but you know, if you had a coupon, you could always come back.
Yeah.
And use that coupon next time.
Basically telling you just to go outside, get the coupon, and come back inside.
It's like, he wouldn't let me pay retail price.
Yeah.
Like if I tried, but... Yeah, y'all are nice here, man. We appreciate y'all. Good weekend for you.
Yeah.
Parents are in town.
Oh, yeah. We've been all over. It was really nice having them here. Yesterday, we went out to Fells Point, and my dad would not go. Why was this grown man scared to go on the water taxi?
He wouldn't do it?
He tried to turn it around and blame it on my sister. Like, I don't think your sister wants to go. And I'm like, she hasn't said that at all. I think it's you that doesn't want to go. Are you a little afraid? No, I'm not scared. I'm not scared going.
I'll like, do it right now.
Why? Yeah. Why are you freaking out? But we had a lot of fun yesterday.
Come on, man. All right, 410-583-1065. Text us. We'll do some shout outs here in just a second. And we'll get to your first Baltimore top three in just a sec.
Yeah, you're going to see some major changes at your favorite Baltimore restaurant this week. And it has some people upset, but I want to see how you feel about it. Story for you at 610 right here on Mix.
Something in the way. Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess. Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
Yep, here's Jess with the top three trending stories in Baltimore and beyond.
A Maryland law banning restaurants, schools, and other food servers from using foam containers will take effect this week. Maryland will become the first state in the nation to ban foam food containers starting this Thursday, replacing the containers made with fossil fuels with ones made from more sustainable materials instead will help reduce pollution and other harmful environmental impacts. However, restaurant owners complain that the ban is forcing them to find costly alternatives to foam when COVID has already been devastating on the industry.
They're not wrong.
I know.
I mean, that sucks. It totally sucks. And in situations like this where both sides are right.
Right.
I guess I try to look at what's the best long-term solution? And I'm kind of hippie sometimes too, so I can see the benefit of getting rid of styrofoam, right?
No, so do I, and I agree with you 100%. I think because I used to work in a restaurant for years,
yeah.
I also see the back end, and it was like a mom and pop place, so I already know how difficult
yeah,
it is. So I just hope
right now.
I just hope there is communication there and that they were given a warning, you know. The Ravens will host 250 immediate family members of players, coaches, and front office staff at the team's game tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's being allowed by a new order from the Maryland Department of Health. The Ravens said it's being done to prepare for the possibility of hosting fans at M&T Bank Stadium later this season. Any family member who attends the game tonight must be living in the same household as a player, coach, or staff member and will be required to follow COVID safety protocols. The game against the Kansas City Chiefs is tonight at 8:15 p.m.
Let's go Ravens, man. It's cool. I guess if anyone you're going to try to use to figure it out, at least
right.
somebody that's already living there. It's, of course, these baby steps that we're kind of seeing as
right.
we progress.
Demi Lovato's now ex-fiance, Max Eric, says he learned about their split from a tabloid. Max wrote in a statement posted on his Instagram story and said, "I was on the set of my new movie with crew and cast members right next to me who literally watched me open my phone where I found out when I opened the tabloid." A Demi source, however, says she made Max aware that the relationship was over and that it was going to come out in the press. And if you don't remember, I told you last week how they called off their engagement because they started having problems over the past couple weeks when they both went back to work prior quarantining together during the pandemic.
How does that even happen, though? I don't know that I can even believe that story. Because how does that even, like, you tell the tabloids before you tell your actual partner that that's the plan?
Or did she tell him and is he just trying to, again,
like, milk it, you think?
Exactly, because, yeah. And again, I don't want to be rude or anything, but have any of us ever heard of Max Eric prior to this point?
I'd be milking it, too.
You know what I know? I would, too. That's why I'm not mad at him. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Thank you so much for waking up with us. We're Kramer and Jess. This is Mix 106.5.
Did a fool.
Mix 106.5, Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning, Lori, Hannah, John the electrician. Thank you guys for hanging out with us.
John
this
the electrician?
Yeah.
I could use his help, man. I tried to do my own electricity this weekend.
You should have hit him up.
Talk about this. John, hang on. We'll talk about this later on the show today. It's Halloween 33 days away, by the way. And every year, I'm sure you've noticed that there's this one company called Yandy.
Okay.
That comes out with a controversial pop culture themed costume.
Like,
like a sexy Donald Trump costume or a sexy, like, just whatever's like the big news story of the year.
Yeah.
Well, they made a statement this morning saying they are not going to come out with a sexy coronavirus costume.
Ew, why would they?
Which they had mocked one up.
Oh no.
So basically it's like a girl that looks all beat up and it's like a waitress, I guess, and she's holding like a tray and it has a cocktail with like pills in it. Was gonna be their idea, but they decided to scrap it. They just came out with a list of the most controversial things you could be for 2020 this year for Halloween.
Okay.
On that list is the coronavirus, obviously. Karens.
Okay.
If you are the Confederacy.
Okay.
Controversial list of the most controversial Halloween costumes since it's 33 days away. Anything political at all, right?
Right.
They said police officers. There's a bunch of people are buying police officer costumes this year. Like sexy dirty cop is one of them.
Ew.
Yeah. And then anything that screams cultural appropriation.
Can we just be like a pumpkin? Right. Or maybe a pumpkin spice latte? Or how about just like a, you know, Disney princess of your choice? Can we just keep it light?
Please? There's been so much. I know this year's been so heavy.
I think because it's been so heavy, I only want to see fairies. Maybe be a tree.
Typically.
Be an apple tree. You know? Like,
typically, I like roll my eyes at people that don't put like a lot of effort into it. Yeah, if you're just like a princess.
Just be something simple and fun.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Completely cool with that.
Yeah.
Mix 106.5. It's top three with Kramer and Jess.
Trending stories in Baltimore and across the nation.
And now Jess looks over all the top stories. We call it the Baltimore Top 3. Baltimore and beyond. Here we go.
The Ravens will host 250 immediate family members of players, coaches, and front office staff at the team's game tonight against the Kansas City Chiefs. It's being allowed by a new order from the Maryland Department of Health. The Ravens said it's being done to prepare the possibility of hosting fans at M&T Bank Stadium later this season. Any family members who attend the game tonight must be living in the same household as a player, coach, or staff member and will be required to follow COVID safety protocols. The game against the Kansas City Chiefs is tonight at 8:15 p.m.
I think it's cool. I think it's cool to like see people in the stands again, you know, like it just feels like we're getting back. Remember like the good old days this time a year ago? This wouldn't have been a thing.
I know.
You would have freely gone to a Ravens game. Now I think twice about it.
But this is progress and we're happy for it.
Does it make you, honestly, will it make you more appreciative when we get done with this? Like just going and doing normal things, like going to an Orioles game or a Ravens game and not to, like, think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope so.
I can't wait. Kraft is bringing pumpkin spice mac and cheese to the U.S.
Lord,
this is so cool. Kraft created a pumpkin spice mac and cheese for a contest in Canada, and we were just like, wait, what the heck? What about us? And now they've decided to bring it here to the U.S. So through tomorrow, you can win pumpkin spice mac and cheese by tweeting at Kraft Mac and Cheese and using the hashtag pumpkin spice KMC and hashtag sweepstakes. So you can't go out and buy this. You do have to win it. They're only giving away boxes of pumpkin spice mac and cheese to 1,000 people.
Like, put those two in your mind right now. Put those two flavors together.
You don't think that would taste good?
Listen, I love mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Most of my 15 pounds in quarantine that I've gained has been because of mac and cheese.
Yes.
But, like, pumpkin spice and mac and cheese together.
Are you serious?
I don't think I'm feeling it.
Really?
Tomorrow, though, we should tweet. We should treat and see if we can get, like, a box of it, you know?
We'll try. Yeah. Or if you win and we don't, can you just share?
Just
or just tell
bite.
Us.
Yeah.
Just tell us what you think. So, Gwyneth Paltrow just turned 48 and nothing but her bathing suit, or her birthday suit, I guess. In honor of her 48th birthday, the star posted a pic on social media where she posted, so it's basically just her naked and you can't, like, see all the stuff, but she's in full nude. But she looked amazing, by the way. And the caption said, "And nothing but my birthday suit today. Thank you all so much for the birthday wishes. And thank you to Goop's insanely amazing brand new body butter." So Goop is her company and they just came out with this product, body butter.
So this is like a plug. Man, I hate when they're plugged.
No, but I'm not even mad at her because I kind of want to buy some because that woman looks fantastic. But her 16-year-old daughter reacted to the photo writing, "Mom," in the comment section. What would you do? What would you do? Yeah, seriously.
I mean, I'm all about, like, female empowerment.
Same.
And everything, but, like, when you have kids, you have to consider that kind of stuff, right?
But what if she didn't? I also wonder if her daughter knew, or her daughter is just scrolling and then sees her mom, like, in their backyard.
Is that the first time? Like, imagine it's the first time you found out, too. You hope you give a heads up, like, "Hey, by the way, daughter."
I don't think she
about
did.
To be,
Why
know,
would she? She's Gwen.
Naked.
Why would she even say?
Yeah, I guess right.
Honestly, I'm about it. Go ahead, girl. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Once a week, we're going to come on the air, though, and have you teach us Baltimore.
Yes.
It's like our one-month anniversary in the city, and straight up honesty, there's a lot of things we don't know.
And we need you to help us.
So get ready to call in 410-583-1065. And this is one man that I'm like, "Ooh, are we going to see, like, complete newbies in this town sounding like this?" But in complete fear of that, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
I remember when we were planning, like, how we're going to launch this show.
Yeah.
Was it you that suggested it?
It was me that I couldn't help myself. I just immediately started singing.
So Jess goes, "Why don't we launch our show with the song Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray," right? You know, I mean, I'm sure.
Good morning, Baltimore. And
I immediately put the kibosh on it.
No, he stopped it. Just
I was like, absolutely not.
I said, "Why not?
We can't be the new morning show coming in. Probably nothing is more annoying to the city of Baltimore
than this song.
Than Hairspray the musical."
So we also
have to
need, we also have to let them know, though, that both you and I are theater nerds.
True,
okay?
100%.
So we are. I also did a production of Hairspray in high school. Okay, so in anytime Baltimore comes up, it comes out of me.
Catch your breath.
I can't. I love it
you're getting way too caught up in this right now.
I love it so much. So we just need to know, are we allowed to love it, or do I just need to lie and say, "No, I hate that movie"?
And it's not even hate. It's like, is it one of those things that's burned out? Let me tell you why I've got some hard feelings about movies or musicals about certain cities. Because when I moved to San Diego, I went out and I bought a shirt that said, "You Stay Classy, San Diego."
Oh, yeah.
Which is from Anchorman, the hit movie Anchorman, right? I posted that picture on Instagram, and I got so much crap from that city. Like, "Oh, what a sellout. Like, oh, you can't post that.
That's so
2000, whatever, like 2006 or whatever." I was like, wow. So I don't know. Like, is Hairspray,
are we allowed to love Hairspray?
Is it cool?
Morning,
is it like something we embrace here, or is it something that you're just like, "I cannot hear this song one more time"? Can you please call us up right now and teach us Baltimore?
I'll never sing it again if you don't want me to.
410-583-1065. Just so that we can learn. We're just trying to learn and get to know this city better. 410-583-1065. Hairspray, yes or no? Mix. 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess. Good morning. Being the new kid anywhere, you know, your first couple days anywhere doing anything can be kind of stressful, but especially when you come on to, like, the biggest radio station in town, because you want to sound like you know what you're talking about, right?
Yes, and we just want you to love us, too.
Just please.
Like, that's
we don't want to stand out, right? Like, awkwardly stand out. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Right.
So when Jess recommended we launched our show, like, when we first announced it, by doing a parody of Good Morning Baltimore, you know, from Hairspray, I was like, I don't know. I don't know if it's played out or not, right? So we're just trying to talk to you this morning. Like, Does Baltimore embrace hairspray or something that's like so overdone that
Or do we have to hide it and just pretend that we don't sing it at home, but we do, and then just act like we're totally over it?
Just teach us Baltimore this morning, please. 410-583-1065.
So we got some text messages, and one listener says, totally allowed. Another, if you want it, play it. 2020 has no room for haters.
Okay.
And another, yes, love hairspray. John Waters is from here. In normal times, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra has performed a hairspray concert. That is so fun.
Hey, Jenny, good morning. Where are you calling from?
Welcome to Maryland.
Oh, thank you so much.
You.
We're happy to be here.
And
listen,
I am all for loving hairspray.
We can love it, okay?
Yes.
It's a lovable thing, then. We just
thank
didn't want to be too much out the
I'm
gate.
I'm from Baltimore, so that's one of my favorites.
Good. It's good to know. Hey, happy
goodness.
Monday. Thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
Then there we go. As long as you don't teach otherwise, then we'll go with it, Jess.
I love it so much.
But we're not going to sing it on the radio. That's too much. It's too much, especially for a Monday.
Okay.
You hear this? Listen to this.
Is that your ticket?
My very first ticket here in Baltimore.
That you deserve.
Happened. I have broken the law. Friends, I'm a criminal. Out in the loose, in the wild right now. Welcome to Mix, by the way. It's Kramer and Jess. Happy Monday. Yeah, I got my very first parking ticket here. It was Friday. I'll give you the exact time. 7:25 p.m. The crime went down, Jess.
Okay.
It was location was 1700 Lancaster Street over in Fells Point.
Wait, so this was after we had dinner?
After we had dinner on Friday over at the Pendry Hotel. Yep. Went back to my car and saw this pretty little red and white ticket on my car. Now, what they got me for was residential parking permit only.
Oh.
Which that's a violation code number 11, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And I had no idea, you know, we're brand new to the city, and I had no idea that, like, after a certain time, areas in town,
mm-hmm.
you have to have a parking permit. I think that's the same thing at Fells Point over by me.
And rightfully so, because that way actually live there have a place to park in front of their home.
Now, when I walked up, though, to my car, I felt a little injustice. Because being new to town, you think there'd be a big sign that said, hey, by the way, after 7 o'clock, can't park here.
Oh.
I look up, no sign that says that.
At all whatsoever.
What I had to do is I had to walk down two cars behind this, like, conversion van, one of those, like, you know, vans that you can take on like camping trips.
Mm.
There was a sign, but I couldn't see it because it was blocked by a van.
But you didn't look before you parked?
No, I didn't think I'd have to. I saw a spot. I was super excited because I'm like, it's so busy down here. This is great. I wheeled right in there and thought I was good. So, yeah, so now I've got a $52 ticket that's due by the 10th of October. Now,
ooh, that's kind of soon.
Yes, they want their money. City of Baltimore wants their money. So I want to run something by you this morning because if this sounds crazy,
what?
I want you to tell me. Being my first ticket and everything, only a month in.
Yeah.
My thought, because I was reading the back of the ticket, and there's no way to really, like, contest it.
Uh-huh.
But what you can do is you can request to go to trial over it.
No,
hang on. Let me talk you all the way through this. So there's two boxes on here. It says, I hereby request to stand trial.
Stop it.
And then under that, you got the option to, I request the officer's presence.
Are you kidding me?
At trial. So let me walk you through my thought process. And if this sounds crazy, I want you to call in or text us. 410-583-1065. What I think I want to do.
What?
Because that's $52. That's a lot of money for making, like, a simple mistake, right?
That you made, that's your fault.
A slap in the hand, a lesson learned, I think for the first time would be fine.
Okay.
So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to mail this ticket back to the city of Baltimore and request a trial date, and that I want the officer to be present. Now, hang on.
My
thought process in that would be,
what?
There's no way that an officer is going to show up to a court date,
you know what?
Over a residential parking
I disagree with
violation.
You.
There's no way. There's so much going on. There's no way an officer is going to show up.
So two things. I think that you are being so annoying because these hardworking men and women have other things that they should be doing with their time than coming to court and talking to you about a ticket that you got that was your fault.
So let's just do a slap on the hand, a lesson learned, and move on. $52 is a lot of money.
But second thing, though, if you do this, I bet you money that they will show up.
You think so?
And I actually, do.
Because then here's the problem. If I do that, I then have to go to court.
What would you do if they show up?
I'll have to take...
What are you going to say? Huh? What are you going to say?
Because
You're talking all big right now, but what would you say if that officer shows up? What are you going to say to them?
410-583-1065. Maybe it's a police officer listening and be like, nah, you don't want to do that. We could have the voice disguise if you want to be anonymous police officers this morning, or maybe you've lived here long enough and you're like, listen,
it's
Baltimore City don't play with their parking tickets. I know it's my fault, but $52 is a lot of money.
Never do it again.
410-583-1065. Talk to you here in a second on Mix. Welcome to the show. Listen, I'm pleading my case this morning to you before I try to take on the city of Baltimore. So over the weekend, I got a parking ticket, my very first one. I was over in Fells Point. To be exact, I was at 1700. That's 1700 Lancaster's where the crime went down. And I didn't know that here you have to have like a residential parking pass in certain parts of town.
Yeah.
Over like, past 7 o'clock. I didn't know. I parked there. I didn't see the sign. It said that. So I just walked into dinner not thinking much of it. Came out to a $52 parking ticket. I was debating just going in and being like, or sending this back in and requesting a court date and for the officer to show up, because I have a feeling if I do that, there's no way.
You better not.
That people are just going to, these officers are going to take the time to come do it. Maybe they'll throw the court case out. What are people saying over text? 410-583-1065.
They're saying you better pay the ticket,
just
and I agree with them.
Can we move on?
Yes.
Hey, Mike, does it sound crazy to you, or should I do it? I mean, I'm really risking a lot. I mean, if I have to go to court, then I'm going to have to take a day off work. I'm going to have to go in and, like, present my case.
I think I would go, because he's not going to show up.
That's really?
And I don't... Yep. I'm no attorney, okay? I don't know the law, but I think if the officer doesn't show up, they throw the case out. Is that correct? Does that sound right to you, Mike?
Yeah, it should be that throw it out, or they'll just give you court costs, but I'd still go because you're new in town and everything else.
I like Mike. I like Mike. Thank you, Mike.
No problem. Have a good one.
Matt, what do you think about this whole parking situation? Do I just try to fight the man that's trying to give me a $52 ticket, or do I just suck it up, pay the fine, and move on?
Well, I get a lot of them. I got a work truck and all, and sometimes we can't park in certain places. But yeah. You got a Maryland tag, or you out of state?
No, I'm out of state. I'm still California tag right now.
Yeah, well, see, that's another thing. They should have kind of let you slide, but they're in it for the money. But you figure you're going to take the morning off from work. I don't know where they take them, but if it's in the city, you got to pay to park again. So, and then if it's 9, you got to be there at 9. You're not going to say your case is going to be at 9, so you might have to be there about an hour and a half, 2 hours if they get to you, if they got a
ton of.
Well, you say you get a lot of parking tickets, so what do you just pay them all, or do you go find, what
I
do
just,
you do?
Just mailman, get the wife the mailman, I got one, my tailgate hung over the, like, the ramp, like, for, when you go on the curbs.
Yeah.
It was hanging over, like, an inch and a half, I got a $58 ticket.
Damn, it's frustrating, So you're saying it's not worth it. Pay $52, move on, learn your lesson,
and don't. $52, learn to look up there, like I said, especially when you go down to Phil's Point, stuff like that, but, like I said, you're going to take a day off, you're going to sit there.
Yeah, it might be too much.
Yeah.
It might be too much. Dude, I'm glad you called, thanks so much.
No problem.
So this is interesting because we actually have a police officer that called in over this. And I was hoping we would. I hope the law would call it. Oh, that's an interesting intro. So we're going to get him on the phone next. Like,
yeah.
Is this even making it worse by trying to fight it?
Mm-hmm.
Next on Mix, we'll get him on, all right?
Everyone is literally just saying that you need to pay the ticket.
Over on text?
Yeah.
410-583-1065. In case you're just joining the show, I'm trying to maneuver. I'm trying to get the law to work for me today.
Even though it was his fault.
I guess you could say. And listen, I fess up. Yes, I parked in a residential parking spot unknowingly Friday nights where the crime went down. 1700 Lancaster in Fells Point.
Mm.
Being brand new, I don't know the rules yet. I didn't see a sign that said that. I got a ticket for $52, and I'm trying to debate.
You are being so ridiculous.
Should I just try to go fight this?
No.
It's $52. If you need to know this about me, too, I'm very financially responsible. Some people say the word cheap. I don't say cheap. I say I'm financially responsible. I try to save every dollar I can. Listen, I'm trying to support the city, but $52 for, you know, a rule you don't know, can't we just, like, call it like a handshake and say,
mm-hmm.
I got it, lesson mm-hmm. learned, without doing it that way?
510-483-1065. 410.
410?
Yeah.
What'd I say?
510.
Oh, no, 410.
There he go again.
1065. Turk from Baltimore City. Man, what do you think? Do I sound crazy by trying to do this?
Well, as a police officer.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. You know, I know what you got to say, but, like, talk to me as Turk, like the weekend Turk.
We actually get in trouble if we don't come to court.
Oh.
Okay.
So we get charged departmentally. The second is, it's probably not a police officer that gave you that ticket.
Oh. Okay, so as a police officer, but also as weekend Turk, okay,
mm-hmm.
do you think this is something I should just pay off and be done with it, or do you think I should fight the man, the system?
I would go with fight, because the chances are that if they show up, they should, you know, it gets dropped. Or you complete the case that, hey, I've only been here for a month. I have no idea how your parking system works.
Okay.
It's $52, right? I mean, that's $52. We're not, it's not like a huge amount of money, but still $52 for a simple slap on the hand.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
So if Weekend Turk tells me it's cool, not Officer Turk, but if Weekend Turk tells me it's cool, then maybe we'll be good. Thanks a lot, Turk. Yeah. Appreciate it.
No problem. All right. See ya.
Mix 106.5, it's Kramer and Jess, and I just got this text right now from a listener, and they said, I've tried that with every ticket and every time an officer showed up.
They showed up. See, I'm trying to get out of this parking ticket, in case you're tuning in. I got it in from Fells Point over this weekend. I'm thinking maybe I'll show up to court, they'll throw it out, but apparently, like...
Tell them it was your fault, though.
If a police officer... It was my fault. Mm-hmm. I know. I was
and tell them why.
I was parked in residential parking.
Right, because people want to park in front of their home.
I don't know the rules yet, so I was hoping, like, maybe a sympathy led me off.
No.
$52 back in my pocket. But I got to think about it, because the police officer is even like, yeah, you should fight it.
No,
like,
only one weird. Said that.
In your head right now, let's move on. In your head right now, how old is too old to trick or treat?
Like, oh, man.
Put
yeah.
that number in your head, because the Baltimore answer officially has come out. I'll give it to you before 9 on Mix.
It's my house.
So happy you're here this morning. Thank you so much for waking up with Mix and Kramer and Jess. And 33 days until Halloween, which is crazy. Like, 2020 is... wrapping up, which is probably for the best.
Yeah.
That's fine. Let's just get this year out of the way. New survey out this morning, though, that I want to run by you because I'm kind of curious. This grinds my gears this morning, Jessica.
Why?
Because the survey's talking about, like, how old is too old to trick-or-treat.
Okay.
Here in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of curious of where your mindset is on that topic. Like, what do you think is too old? Like, what's that number? You think that last year you should be trick-or-treating is what age?
I think maybe 17.
17.
Is that messed up?
Here's my point of view. It's for trick-or-treating is for kids. So if you have the word teen in your age, I don't think you should be trick-or-treating.
Are
I think
you serious?
12. I think 12 is the last year you should be out trick-or-treating. Even that's kind of pushing it for
that's
me.
That's no fun.
So
because what else are they going to do on Halloween? I think it's like a fun thing to walk around with your friends, you know?
Don't you get mad, though, when the doorbell rings and you open the door and it's like a grown man? Like somebody with facial hair standing in front of you?
As long as it's not a scary costume.
New survey out says that 73% of Baltimore says there should be no age limit at all on trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
73% of you guys said not
Wait, that
all.
Means that Kramer could go trick-or-treating and y'all wouldn't be mad?
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if I roll up there. There has to be. You can't say there should be no age on trick-or-treating.
You and your dog, Kiki.
You'd be so mad.
Yeah, I would be mad.
If my 37-year-old self pulled up in front of your house.
I would be mad.
Sup. Like, sup.
What kind of candy
Give me
you
some
got?
Candy. I'm going to go home and look at my 401k.
You got the big bars or what?
If you got a 401k, you shouldn't be trick-or-treating.
That's fair, but, right? But 17-year-olds don't have a 401k.
28% of people in Baltimore think it's not okay for those 17 and older to go door to door. So 30% of people say, yeah, you got to be under 17.
That's fair.
To be able to do it. That's still such a low amount. A few more Halloween facts out this morning. 27% of people in Baltimore agree that those 15 and over should be able to trick or treat by themselves. So they say up to 14, you should still have a parent with you.
I think so, yeah.
At 14, have a parent with
That's
you?
That's little.
That's humiliating.
Are you serious?
As a middle school, that's a freshman in high school, right? There's no way you're going to bring your parent trick-or-treating with you.
You're right. What was I doing? I don't know. I was
at
such
14,
a nerd.
What were you doing?
I was journaling in my butterfly diary. That's what I was doing.
Last little fact this morning about Baltimore Halloween. So 38% of Baltimoreans?
Yes.
Baltimoreans?
Yes.
Still plan to give out candy this year, even though it's the middle of... pandemics. That's still 40% of people.
Yeah, that's nice.
Doing it,
a lot of people had different ideas. Either kind of just keep the bowl of candy in front of your house or maybe do like individual baggies too.
That seems to be like the best idea.
Yeah, so if you do that, that's nice.
I got really upset after last Halloween because I wanted to be the cool house on the block. House I'm talking about? It's the house that has the full-size candy bars.
Yeah.
So I went out and I literally bought 4 boxes of like the full-size bars because I was going to be that guy, right? Halloween night rolls around.
Nobody.
6 kids show up.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there with 3.75 boxes. Like, why'd I do
it? You don't even eat candy.
I don't eat candy, so I was like, man.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.